Prime Minister Netanyahu apparently was underground for 12 days in some protective facility, expecting an attack. I would think Mossad would have a good handle on whether and when the attack is coming.
They probably do have a good handle on when it will come once the Iranians mobilize the assets they're going to use against Israel. But the fact is the Iranians have done nothing in that regard. So there's been nothing for the Mossad or for the Israeli intelligence forces to see. So I don't think they're missing anything here. I want to make one other point. You know, we were talking about how much trouble Israel is in. Over all the years that I've followed Israel, one of its most important claims was that it could defend itself. Yes, it needed to buy weaponry from the United States or to be given weaponry by the United States. But when it came to fighting against its adversaries, it could do it alone. It was a sovereign state, if I can use that term. If you look at what's going on with regard to how Israel will deal with an Iranian attack, should it come, and how Israel dealt with the Iranian attack on April 14th, it's very clear that the Israelis need the United States, and they need the United States in a big way. And they not only need the United States, because once they bring in the United States, they bring in some European states as well, like the British and the French. They bring in the Jordanians. They bring in the Saudis. And it's a collective effort. Now, one can say this is a good thing because Israel's able to work with other countries. Okay. But the real problem is, if you're Israel, you don't want to be in a situation where you're dependent on any other country in the crunch. And this includes the United States. And for a long time, this was one of the central planks of Israeli security policy, this sense of independence. But it has really gone away. And it just shows you how much of a game changer all these missiles are that have proliferated in the Middle East and are now in the hands of the likes of Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and the Iranians.